This is Akashwani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Millions of people around the globe have been affected by widespread Microsoft software outage. It has impacted the IT network of multiple businesses, banking services and international airlines worldwide. In India, check-in systems for IndiGo, Akasa and SpiceJet Airlines are down nationwide. The airline across the globe reported that their check-in systems are experiencing a global outage since morning. They are currently collaborating with Microsoft to resolve the issue. The Mumbai airport has been the hardest hit, while the impact at Delhi airport remains minimal, with most disruptions occurring in Terminal 2. The outage also caused the grounding and cancellation of flights across the United States. The ongoing widespread outage is reportedly related to US-based cybersecurity provider CrowdStrike. Its Falcon sensor is installed on many businesses, computers to gather security data. CrowdStrike, in a statement on its website, said that it is aware of reports of crashes on Windows hosts related to the Falcon sensor. Symptoms include hosts experiencing a bug check and blue screen error related to the Falcon sensor. The company said their engineering teams are actively working to resolve the issue. Many users in India as well have reported an outage in Microsoft services on down detector. The IT issues are also affecting other countries, with outages reported from New Zealand and Japan. The Supreme Court today agreed to examine the contours of Article 361 of the Constitution, which grants blanket immunity to governors from any kind of criminal prosecution. The top court's order came on a plea of former women employee of West Bengal, Raj Bhavan, who has alleged molestation by Governor C.V. Anand Bose and her wrongful confinement by the officials there. The bench comprising Chief Justice of India, D.Y. Chandrachur, Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Misra also issued a notice to the West Bengal government on the plea of the woman and granted her liberty to implead the Union of India in the petition filed under Article 32 of the Constitution. It also sought the assistance of Attorney General R. Venkataramani in dealing with the constitutional issue. The government will introduce 6 new bills, including the one to amend the disaster management law in the monsoon session of parliament beginning next week. Besides the finance bill, the government has listed the Bharatiya Vayu Yan Vidhayak 2024 to replace the Aircraft Act of 1934 to provide enabling provisions for ease of doing business in the civil aviation sector. The monsoon session of parliament will begin on July 22nd and will continue till August 12th. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget on July 23rd. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed happiness over the inputs received for the upcoming edition of Mann Ki Baat program. The program is scheduled to be broadcast on 28th of this month. In a social media post today, Mr. Modi said he is getting numerous inputs for the upcoming Mann Ki Baat program. The Prime Minister said he is happy to see several youngsters, in particular, highlight collective efforts aimed at transforming society. Mr. Modi urged people to keep sharing inputs on MyGov, the Namo app, or record their message on 1-800-117-800. In Bangladesh, death toll has reached 39 in the anti-quota protests. According to media reports, violence escalated in the country over protests by students demanding reforms in the quota system for government jobs. The Indian High Commission in Dhaka has advised its nationals to avoid local travel and minimize movement outside their living premises. The External Affairs Ministry, in a social media post, requested Indian nationals in Bangladesh to follow the advisory issued by the Indian High Commission in Dhaka. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavya today inaugurated the second phase of Khelo India Rising Talent Identification Kirti initiative in New Delhi. Kirti has been envisioned to develop an integrated talent identification architecture based on modern ICT tools and global best practices. And in the Women's Asia Cup Cricket T20 defending champions, India will kick off their campaign against arch rivals Pakistan on the tournament's opening day in Dambulla, Sri Lanka this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.